Obviously, it was a good weekend for us and a big win for us in Columbia, and we enjoyed it, but we're trying to get back to work and start working on Miami. We know they're going to be a huge challenge for us, and they play top-notch ball, and we've got to get back to work and make sure our team's ready to play this week.
On defensive improvement you guys have made this year, could you talk about how much that is just tied in to having maybe better cornerbacks or cornerbacks who give you the opportunity to be more aggressive or blitz, or just how does that all tie in, and specifically talk about DJ and Meyer?
Well, you know, they've grown as players, obviously. You know, they both played a good bit last year, and I think had a good freshman season, but they certainly have improved. Their cover skills, I think, are very good and gives us an opportunity to be aggressive sometimes. But I think it's just an overall maturity of the defense. A lot of those guys have played a lot of games in their career. You know, they've seen just about everything. And, you know, you get those defensive ends, defensive linemen who can put pressure on the quarterback. And then you got linebackers like Marcus and John and who can rush the passer and do all the other things you need to do in your defense too. So it makes it easier, not easy, but easier to be aggressive.
I guess it goes without saying that, but you can do more with people who understand.
Sure. If they know, they've learned it, they see it again and again and again and again. How to react to sets and checks and things like that, you can be much more efficient.
After the game, I enjoyed what you had to say about that elusive hump and approaching it. Is it the aspect of what happens from here is what really counts for you guys now that you've won that big game?
Sure, and winning that game doesn't assure us of doing anything this week. You know, that was the point I was trying to make. You know, if we win five of them in a row, it doesn't assure if that 6 week is going to be a good game for us. So, in this league, I don't think you ever arrive. You got to arrive each week.
Coach, you talked about the defense. I think at the beginning of the year, maybe the defensive line and the depth up there was a concern for you all. How do you feel like that situation is coming along?
Well, we're hanging in there with that. Obviously, you know, so far, and I'm knocking on wood again, we haven't had a rash of injuries up there. You know, people like David Whittington, I think, have stepped up and have given us a lot of good plays in there. You know, our ends have held up real well and played well. So, you know, we've been very pleased with their progress.
Can you talk a little bit more about David Whittington and what he's gone through?
Well, you know, David Whittington was a fullback, and, you know, we moved him to defensive end. Now we moved him to defensive tackle. He's moved inside. Never complained 1 minute and gave us quality minutes every time he's been in there, and he's gained some weight. David's strong, mobile, not the biggest guy in the world, but he uses his leverage extremely well and uses his technique extremely well. He, I think, has learned a lot from Coach Logo and just didn't wallow in self-pity about getting moved to another position. He made the best of it. So we're very proud of David.
And at the same time, y'all haven't gotten as much play out of Smotherman, I don't guess.
Yeah, he's, you know, been injured, and it's just a tough injury for a defensive lineman to overcome. And, you know, it's all about leverage and reacting, and you know, when you have an injured leg, it's hard to overcome that.
Does McKenzie help stabilize things on offense? Big numbers, not turning it over.
Well, you know, anybody, you know, that's what we want out of any quarterback, not to turn it over. You know, I don't know, stabilize. I don't know that definition of stabilizing something, but you know, he played well. He's played within what we've asked him to do. He also made some big plays. You know, he made some big plays on the option runs and the two touchdown passes he made. One, the first one, he eluded the rush and stepped right back up in there and threw a great ball. And the other, he hung in the pocket long enough for Justin Wheeler to come open across the middle and didn't panic and deliver the ball there. So he's doing exactly, you know, what we hope our quarterbacks to do, and that's, you know, direct the offense and make the reads and make the correct throws.
Is it his position?
Well, it is right now, yeah. And just like it's, you know, Chris Williams' position to tackle, and you know, we're all looking at, you know, getting better and trying to make ourselves better. So you can't rest.
His mobility lets you guys do some extra things. Seem like it settle them down a little bit because you can get out and run if you need to.
Sure, but you know, we think all of our quarterbacks have, you know, mobility, and you know, we recruit that way. So we like that in a quarterback. I think it, you know, just helps you make some big plays with the run, but also helps you avoid the rush sometimes, like he did on the first touchdown pass, and give you an opportunity to get something where you normally wouldn't have if you had a quarterback who could not move.
In that sense, has it been an easy transition to start him because he's so similar to?
Yeah, I think so. Very, very similar athletic skills, and you know, right now he's throwing the ball well. You know, we had some, I think, batted back at us in the second half, and you know, he was right on at the first of the game.
The week prior to the week of preparation for the Georgia.
Wait a minute. The week prior to the week.
No. Before y'all started getting ready for Georgia, had you seen anything in McKenzie that led you to believe that he was ready to play at this level?
Well, you know, we've seen that for a couple of years now. McKenzie comes to practice, you know, wanting to get better every day, and you know, which a lot of our guys do, and they prepare themselves, and you got to be ready for that moment if it ever comes, no matter whether you're quarterback or punter or wide receiver, defensive back, whether it's, you know, promotion or somebody gets hurt, you know, you always got to be ready to play, and we try to emphasize that, and McKenzie is one of those guys who are, you know, he's easy to coach. I mean, he likes to play football, and he likes to practice football.
A couple of weeks in a row now, you guys get big scoring plays from receivers not named Earl, and obviously you want to get Earl involved as much as possible. Is that good to see other guys stepping up and being?
Sure, it's a must. You know, if people try to do things to take Earl away and we can't step up in other areas, it's going to be a pretty tough sledding on offense. George Smith had an excellent game, and of course, Justin Wheeler caught the touchdown pass, but you know, George had a good game too. John Walker had a good run after a catch, and he's been one who stepped up before. We won't know for probably a couple days. You know, he's extremely sore right now, and that shoulder will probably be something we'll have to deal with all year long.
How important to the defense is usually being?
Very important. He's, you know, a guy who makes plays for us. It also, you know, allows us to keep DJ at corner. And if the O-line goes out, we move DJ to the nickelback. He made an interception at nickelback, so you know, he can play that pretty well too. So, but Dahlrod's been a very steady performer at that position.
Coach, when you move DJ to nickel, you bring Josh in at that corner. How did you feel like he played tonight?
Good. You know, Josh made a huge play on the trick play where he tried to double pass and read it correctly, and then got back there with the tight end who tried to slip out and knock down the pass in the end zone. And Josh is very reliable. He knows what the calls are. He knows how to execute them. And, you know, we've always felt that he was a good player. You know, DJ was just sort of exceptional and, you know, was able to win that starting position.
Coach, you talk about guys having to be ready to play when they're not starting. Chris didn't get a snap Saturday. How do you feel about his?
Chris still has great work habits and a great attitude, and I think he'll be ready to play if we need him, and I'd be really shocked if he went the other way, and I don't expect that at all.
Well, he's the kind of guy, it is he too good an athlete if he's not much play? Would you guys ever consider trying to play him somewhere else?
Well, right now it'd be hard to do that this late in the season, and you know, plus if he's doing that, he can't prepare his quarterback, and you know, I think then you would get you know, a player that's not prepared at either position.
Well, I think you cringe if I ask about being close to bowl eligibility.
No, because I don't care. I don't care if you ask me or not, because it's all, you know, one week season right here.
How much do you know about Miami?
I know a lot about
them. Well, I mean, offensively, you know, they lost a couple of running backs to injury and got a new backups become the starting.
Well, you know, they do a great job on offense of making you defend a lot of different things. They run the ball. They also have the quick screens and the bubble screens and things like that, and combine that with a running attack. And if you go out and cover those guys, they try to take advantage of it. They're very big on the defensive line. They're very stout and strong, which we had a little bit of trouble with similar line at Eastern Michigan. With Eastern Michigan, so you know they've certainly got our attention, and I don't think it'll be a problem getting our players' attention either. So, you know, we're not near the point where we can, you know, feel like we can be overconfident.
As familiar as their head coach is with some of the guys on your offensive staff, do you feel like he gets any kind of advantage out of that?
He may. I don't know. You know, an advantage over other schools that watch us, you know, I don't know. I think offenses have evolved and changed a good bit since when, you know, Shane Montgomery played for Coach Kane and Coach Kaiser at NC State. That's probably just a world of difference. But you know, I think they know our philosophy, you know, and take care of the ball, run the ball, play action pass, you know, get it to your best players, which is no secret to anybody.
Bobby Bredesen won the specialist of the week this week in SEC, but his game, again, I don't ask this last week, but just the progress over the course of the season.
Oh, he had a good game, no doubt about it. Field position was huge in that game, and you know, he kicked it down there, and we had good coverage, of course, and, you know, it takes that too. I think Josh Allen made a fantastic play down there on about the 1 yard line, and but it's good to be, you know, have Brett have a more consistent stretch here. The last few games he's been much more consistent punting the ball, and he's certainly got a leg that can do it. We're just glad to see the consistency get in there, and that just goes to show you what a performing kicking game can do for you. You know, they were pinned down for the whole first half, it seemed like. And it's just tough to operate when you're back close to your own end zone. So I think our defense was able to take advantage of that. And it was good play by Brett and the punt team, the entire punt team.
Coach, that consistency that he's starting to show, is that just come with experience?
Well, I think so. You know, he's been here 2 years now, so he ought to have enough experience to get to that point. And but we changed our scheme a little bit. We have him punting conventionally and also with the rugby punt, and I think he's gotten much more consistent with the rugby now and his placement, which is really key in that situation. So I think the overall development of the new scheme, I think he's getting more comfortable with that.
Have to be pleased with the way you guys covered the throwback.
Yeah, Nathan Campbell did a fantastic job. His job was to contain right there, and he smelled it out a little bit and went over there and made an excellent tackle against a guy who's hard to bring down. So, you know, we had one return for a long period, long yardage, and, you know, they just made a good run on that. But we overcame it. We held them. Brent Trice did a good job of going down there and making him go out of bounds, and it saved us 4 points.
Because John Stokes, you know, on the long snapper this year, has he added anything to the coverage unit as far as actual running coverage?
Sure. John can run, a very good tackler, and that's what you need there if you can get it. And obviously the snap is the most important thing, but it's good not to have to substitute a tackler in there for a guy who just snaps.
What is it about that, the long snapper position, that allows that guy to be able to get down and be a factor in the coverage as well?
Well, a lot of times they're not a guy who can run as fast as those other guys you got in there. So the receiving team chooses, you know, not to block. They can't block everybody, so they choose to let some people go. And most of the time they think that's the lesser of any evil that can get down there. So they let him go. But with John, you know, they have to account for him because he can run.
Have you seen more people starting to account for him?
It varies. It varies. You know, some people let him go and then try to block him with the off returner. You know, just y'all got different kind of theories.
Bobby's looking at the depth chart here. Would Thomas Moss definitely be the number two guy at right and left tackle now? I mean, would he maybe kind of decided on that?
Well, if he does well at practice. If he doesn't, he won't.
He's kind of right now, since you had kind of a situation.
Well, you know, we still got, you know, Josh Eames can do it. He can play tackle. Bradley Dearling, if he had to, I think could play tackle. So, you know, we got more options than just, you know, Thomas playing both sides or backing up on both sides.
Two more questions.
Can you talk a little bit about Justin Wheeler? You mentioned him earlier, just his development.
Well, you know, we think he's getting better all the time, and, you know, Justin didn't play a lot of football in high school, played his senior year, was an outstanding basketball player, and you know, athletic ability is one thing, but football experience is another thing, and now he's starting to combine the two, and we think he's going to be an outstanding wide receiver for us. And you know, I think that was an indication of his capabilities right there, coming across there and then getting that ball in the end zone and good run after the catch.
How much did Monahan play before
Saturday? He had been on all the kickoff returns, and he had been in certain situations and on the offense, but that was a huge catch he made on third and one, kept the drive alive. We, you know, ticked off a few more minutes on the clock with the new set of downs, and that was not an easy catch. That was a pretty impressive catch. Somebody put pressure on Mack, and he sort of had to jump shot it over to the guy, and Austin concentrated and got it down for the first down.
I'm developing some depth at that tight end spot.
Yeah, we got a bunch of guys who are capable there, and if we can keep them all healthy, that's the key thing.
Last question.